The remaining missile vessels will be thoroughly defeated, possibly obliterated. With no other alliances in this region, the Imbecile Mergens will petition the other members of the Erenate to send a combined armada, and will succeed.
Dassaur nodded.
By which time, the conclave of Tri-Advocates will realize that open war is certain to force major powers like the Milibi and the Androma to actively oppose us. Withdrawal will be inevitable.
Defeat and dishonour, with a minimum damage to our military, said Teshak. The multiclans, the families, the great throng of all Sendrukans will demand a change of administration and a new direction.
The pact with the traditionalists is expected to be signed in the next few hours, said Dassaur. By the time our vessel arrives with the carrier group, the news will have broken. Now I must end this discussion. New complexities in our pursuit demand my attention.
Thank you for the updates and elucidation, Teshak said.
Dassaur gave a wordless nod, and abruptly the holoplane was empty. Teshak tapped a console control, and the screen vanished as the encased communicator began to pack itself away. The AI-controlled Sendrukans turned to face each other, and for several unsettling moments, Kuros shared Gratach's unflinching eye contact with the clarified Teshak. At last, Teshak relaxed slightly, nodded, and leaned forward.
Utaves Kuros, he said. I know that you can hear me. The valiant General Gratach assures me that your personality core is stable and aware of sight and sound. As you will have observed, the meticulous project of the Clarified takes another step towards its culmination. Soon the Hegemon's favourites will be deposed, and out of the ruined dusk of their rule, a new dawn shall rise. We will be in control. And when a stronger hegemony stands forth, an age of glory shall begin. You will not survive to see it, of course, but your part will not go unremarked.
As they laughed on their way out of the building, Kuros seethed with helpless fury. Yet a calmer part of him considered what he had learned and reasoned that war was the cradle of accidents and coincidences. Even the most meticulous of projects were bound to encounter factors of unpredictability. Chapter 8. Cao Chi. From an oval window in the starboard lounge of the Vitazul, Cao Chi sat watching dull red starlight spill over the edge of a flat continent-sized habitat. Its orbit had carried it out of the gas giant's shadow, and now a dirty crimson radiance was streaming over its surface, brightening the sides of hills and cliffs, buildings and motionless vehicles on transport lanes. The habitat's surface was desolate, airless and grey. Most of its structures had eroded and collapsed into crumbling ruins. Vehicles pitted by centuries of meteorites, the frozen ground covered with dust. There were another 24 of these colossal habitats, every one a lifeless sepulchre locked into an ancient orbit. Any other time, Cao Chi would have regarded these examples of macro-engineering with fascination.